Serge Ibaka is now a member of the Milwaukee Bucks.
The Bucks went and picked up a Brooke Lopez kind of like player.
Every week I ask Zora, how's Brooke doing? Because if he ain't doing well, they're going to make a move.
You're worried about it, yeah.
Yeah, and he ain't doing well, and they made a move.
You would as far as say they can't win without him.
No, they can't win. Can they win with Serge Ibaka? Yeah.
Because he's close enough.
He's close enough, yeah. But I'm willing to assess others.
Do you think Brooke is better than Serge?
Last year he was better than Serge's sister. Ibaka's had the same he's got an injury that he's recovering from.
So he was playing better than Serge.
Yes.
Not
now he's not. Last year, their play at that position with Serge Ibaka will not be as good as what they got last year from Brooke Lopez. But he's clearly hurt with the back surgery. Serge Ibaka was great a couple years ago. Now, I don't know if he had back surgery. What was his injury? He struggled with an injury last year, and then he had surgery.
Neither one of them are young. But I think
Serge Ibaka is younger than Lopez.
My question,
Lopez.
And
hear
my distinction, though.
Okay.
If someone can be better and have a worse year, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's that distinction. So I'm just saying, in general, is Serge, in your opinion, a better player than Brooke?
For this year?
No. In general. I'm saying that we don't know what year you kind of have. So we go to next year, you got Serge and you got Brooke. We don't know what kind of years either one is going to have.
Right.
So I'm saying, who's the better player in your mind?
Right now?
No, it's not right now. You're not listening to
over the course of a career, Brooke Lopez has had a better career.
So you're saying Brooke Lopez is a better player? Right.
But I don't care about anything but this year. That's all I care about right now.
Well, we don't care about anything, but I'm saying on paper, if you're a GM, you got to sign somebody. You don't know what they're going to do that year. You're hoping they're going to have a good year.
Well, I've watched them play this year. I have.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean – this year doesn't mean anything. Like, we've seen guys have a good year, then next year have a bad year.
What else am I going to go by other than this
Brooke
year?
Brooke is 33. Serge is 32.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both very similar.
Serge was really good a couple years ago. Then last year he was hurt, and then he had surgery, I think, in the offseason. But I don't know what his surgery was.
But are we going to get a focused Serge Ibaka? Or are we going to get
I would say
– one from L.A.?
The reason I asked you, in my opinion, Serge is a better player. Right, Brooke could have a better year sometimes.
Is a better player? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to listen to you ahead of me.
I'm just saying because for me, he's going to cover more areas. He can certainly guard on the perimeter better than Brooke can. Mm-hmm. They have similar rim protection. Serge is a shot blocker. He used to be a shot blocker. He can be in that role again if he wants to. He's not going to give you
Brooke is a little bigger, isn't he?
Brooke's a lot bigger.
But I mean, he plays bigger.
He's bigger, yes. He plays bigger. Serge is not going to give you the post-up stuff that Brooke can, but again, I think guarding, because Serge is going to give you a little bit of what P.J. Tucker gave you. He's going to give you a little bit of that tough defender on multiple positions, too. He's not only can he play a big, he can go and guard a three. If we get switched on to a two, right, he's got a chance, right? So, whereas Lopez, if you get switched on to a two, you got no chance.
Serge Ibaka fits what the Bucks do.
Oh, big time, yeah. And he can shoot the three. Maybe not as good as Brooke, but he can shoot it a little bit. So I think it was a good pickup. And I'm just happy to see that the Bucks are not like the Packers, and they're doing stuff, regardless of where they think they are. See, my problem with the Packers is you thought you were so good that you didn't have to do much.
But if Brooke Lopez was healthy, they wouldn't have made this deal.
It's certainly a neat trade. There's no doubt about it. It's a neat trade. But – you did it, though. You didn't just think, Brooke's going to come back. Maybe, maybe that says something about what Brooke's status really is.
Totally, it is me. 99%. As much as Gene's intelligence. It's the same percentage.
I don't know how much it says to what Brooke's status is. Certainly, it's in question. I know that. But overall, it's not a bad trade. I mean, you had Grayson come in. He's taken all DiVincenzo's
Correct,
minutes.
Yes.
You don't need DiVincenzo.
But they made an offer to DiVincenzo. I want to make this clear. My sources told me they made him an offer, and he turned it down.
How many sources was it?
Multiple sources.
Okay, now I got it. Your multiple sources.
Multiple sources. Gotcha. Guaranteed, 110%. They made him an offer.
Okay.
And it was a good offer. And he turned it down.
Right. But
I think also
he's still
Grace Nell's been playing better than DiVincenzo.
Grace Nell's been playing great. So they could afford to do that. I just think that no matter what Brooke's status is, if he happens to come back, they can still use him. He can still be a rotation guy, him and Serge back and forth. But it just makes the Bucks much deeper at that position.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to have Bobby Portis playing that five, which is not really his spot.
Right. And if they don't have any Brooke Lopez, They've covered.
They should still be okay.
Yeah. So right now, any Brook Lopez to me would be viewed as a huge plus. I am counting on nothing from Brook Lopez, and I would advise everyone else to do the same.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a long way to go. Still getting to the All-Star break. They have plenty of time after that. And then you get into the first couple of rounds of the playoffs where theoretically you shouldn't need Brook. But, you know, in case he comes back after that, great. If he doesn't,
I agree, yes.
I think they still – I mean, the question mark is what are these other teams going to do, the top tier teams?
Well, Philly and Brooklyn. I think they both got better.
They both made the trade. They got better on paper, you have to say. We don't know what the dynamic between Harden and Embiid looks like. It certainly looks dangerous. Those two guys running late pick and rolls with Seth Curry. I mean, well, not Curry because he's gone. But Tobias Harris is out there. Yeah. Danny Green. I just think they got some shooters that they can surround those two. Well, they did.
Embiid, who knows how much longer he's going to be on so the best they could get for him.
Oh, I think all these teams are looking at the same thing. Bucks, Sixers, Brooklyn. Listen, we got a window here.
Yep.
And we need to do something in the window. Bucks, like I said, have already done it. But they're trying to get more. They're not satisfied. And that's why they're continuing to do stuff to stay relevant.
Whereas Brooklyn and Philly were almost up against the wall.
Yeah, they went all in with the, you know, trying to get three Harden, Kyrie.
Didn't work.
I mean, but what you got to look at from Brooklyn's standpoint, they're saying, hey, listen, last year we could have beat Milwaukee. And that was just with Kevin Durant basically by himself.
Correct.
I mean, Harden got hurt the first freaking minute of the game.
Yes.
The first play of the game. And then Kyrie was out.
Yep.
And by the way, their best shooter, Joe Harris, was atrocious in their series. So it was pretty much all KD. And they said, man, we could have got there then. We just need to get a couple more things. And that's probably what they're thinking. Our window's right now. But Philly's got to be thinking the same thing with the probably who looks like he's going to get the MVP is Embiid. He's playing phenomenal now with 29 and 11.
I think they had to get a number two for Embiid to convince Embiid that they're trying.
Correct. Yeah. Oh no question.
I'm really curious to see how Harden plays for him. I'm Harden.
Listen, the good thing for Harden is Embiid is not going to want the ball up the floor.
No.
Harden's going to have the ball.
And he's got the GM that believes. He's got a guy who believes in him.
Right. They're going to run a lot of pick and roll, especially late game. And again, you got shooters on the wing. Tobias Harris, Danny Green sitting out there waiting to snipe it in case you go double. What are you going to do with the pick and roll with Harden and Embiid?
I know. That's why I've used coach. What are we going to do?
You're going to be in big trouble is what you're going to do.
Coach Tony, what are we going to do? What are you going
to
do?
But here's the good thing of why you have a guy like Embiid. If you try to switch that pick and roll, he's not going to sit on the perimeter. He's going right down to the block.
Yes.
Embiid is one of the big
guys. So what do I do? Come on, Coach Tony.
First of all, you try not to switch.
Okay. I'm not switching.
Right. So
What's my worst case scenario if I don't switch?
I'm like, listen, I'm gonna make Harden shoot a bunch of threes.
All right. There you go. Okay.
Because that's going to also infuriate.
You try to find the worst case scenario for them and make them do that.
Correct.
That's going to infuriate Embiid if
Harden's just chucking up threes behind that screen and roll. But he's going to have to do it some to keep you honest and make you get out of that coverage. So
there you go. Yeah. See, that's why I asked you. That's why you're the coach.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but it's going to be very interesting.
No, you know about it. You try to make it as difficult as possible. It's like with Giannis. Put three guys around, surround him, and make him take a jump shot. And take away his Fisher-Price dunk.
Yeah, that's it. It's Fisher-Price.
That's what I called it.
It looks like, yeah.
That would have been my nickname for him.
Nerf hoop.
Yeah, whatever. Nerf hoop, Fisher-Price.
Fisher-Price, same thing.
You want to know what basketball is like for Giannis? Find your own Fisher-Price hoop and start playing somebody. Then you know what
it's like. 6 feet.
You just kind of hold the ball around and they go, bam! Imagine
I can see you doing that.
I know. I did it. What do you mean? We did that next door because the regular rim wasn't any fun. I was probably about maybe 8 feet or something like that.
No, I can see you doing that right now.
Yeah. Oh, I love doing it now. Yeah. Yes.
That's what I'd say.
Correct. Jason Woolley. What's he got for us today? What's Jason? He's always got something new, even though sometimes he doesn't even know he has something new. What I'm hoping he says is I've heard that when he accepts his MVP, Aaron Rodgers is going to announce his engagement to another girl, another woman. What do you think, Pebble?
Yeah, I doubt it.
You doubt it?
Yeah.
You're not going with me on that? You joining me on Tony? You going with that?
Not a chance.
Oh, would that be something? Would that be something?
Not anything I'm interested in, no.
The world would be interested in that. Who should it be? Who should the new fiance be?
Shailene's best friend.
Jason Wilde next.